kinya atin.
Sang ya. Akan sirak.
Asi semintam na tu sang na.
Hakang din.
Kinya akak pinya tinga.
Kama sik.
Tabla.
Ini go ko. Tikirang tekanani. Ini nyaktut. Ini salat. Tikirangan nut kang ya da ta hatung ko ta kang na. Sama tikirang ordinangan. Kayak nilari ini kita kahangit kita ngedai dagan jadi nukari ini kita kahangit ngedai dagan nukat kianga haranak hangunasi dagan nukat kayak kasih kahatin tak ada dan ini tak kau ini aku kan si kaya kangen angin helak lu agak kelak tutup kelak nacek sisuak akaluk kasih angin kekayaan ini rak tut ulung ngelai jatain. Takrali kong nukarik inu niya kaluak tuk ang ayunitang na tatukyala dyang aanak taktang sulitakak nuliyakik katunakadadak dyan ako inutak inu niyak tut kong kakingada. Dan dunia anak sed. Dekat kait kari kini anak tak tut undang kasih ngakang ngajak ada gaya ngata hakau ada gaya ngata dan ada ngata kayu tahu kita yang anak kari kini doan terak kering. Kekakatin kekali tak rasa kayak terkasih yang itu dilakukan itu tak rasa dilakukan ini kekakatin yang dan kasih dengan anak tak tut dan nak dulu sak tut cuma sak katin dan dulu sak katin kasih tut. Kerajaan ni kerana kerajaan tak tengah angkat angkat negeri keluar angkat lekuk nak senang betul lah kelak tangan. Enggak dengar. Sedang dengar dan tidak tak tak. Sedang dengar anak kangen. Negeri kedua aja. Enggak tidak tak. Kelak nanti enggak dengar. Yang ada enggak sudah dah nak kanak sudah nak jangan kekene ketikkan jangan sugal dulu jangan sugal doktor senda kesini sini 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 kak sini kak lun ini kakak ngakak doktor sakak sakter enggak. Nukat kek tak dengan nukat jangan tangak kata dengan nukat dulu. tak ra kanak sa sia kanak sa sia la tak kanak sa sia nak lela tak ra kanak sa sia kala khangi kisang ateng dan Ikleng dang nakan riak sira akanak. Ikleng adinyak tedangan. Tenga. Kana ikleng den kisanga tenga. Anikang dag akarung akhir. Kayihun dag kayak kalau nak kering tersangat lak tak, tengah ini kalau kangen tangan kalau nak lak tak tak, asyik tak kangen, sejak itu tunggu kau datang kesing, nak nanti lah ayat keng. Kanak saya cecik terhadakan dengan ini kerang kacang saya terang kacik tengat kakir kerak dengan tak kalau jadi kacik kacik angatik sekarang kerang angatak dengan dengan dan sik terangan ngikilik takaran ni kakhir han takaran ni dilun ni anak tak na aigalak tak riak siak aigalak tak na dura kang na riak singalak dan kisang ada yang nekok nekal dengan nakal dengan jagok jangan ini kisah tak serak akan aku kedang nak singgah dang kalu dengan sekarang saya kau nak angkat, saya tahan. Terasi, akan nak tang nak jalan nak siapa? Nak jalan ni ada orang ni. Kau dia kan ni, kau yang sedek, kau sedek dah nak nak, nak sedek ni, kadang tengah, angin, jaga kena 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 ko anak anda tak kau keluar tu kena kisah, anak ngetak dengan kain yang ke nak ke, enggak, kerana kena siak kau anak ni, ingin siak kau tak kau ni, nelayan kah ni yang keluar ni. Kakak, hangat kanak sahijit kedahkan. Iseng ada yang ngah, ada galung kasih sangat tak sok. Anak, anaknya kan, anaknya kan,
The next story is also by Samuel Arnasagak, and he heard it from his grandmother, and his grandmother's name is Kongusik. There were these two couples, and they were from Point Hope, and that's where they lived at. A lot of people were living there. And they had just moved to Point Hope. And from over by Wainwright, I guess. And these two couple, there were these two couple that they had that were also with them. And they also had these two brothers. And they didn't have any parents. And the youngest one was a woman, and the oldest was a man. And they had a place where they ate. And then that's how they live. Getting any kind of man that could go out hunting could hunt anything, like caribou, beluga, fish. And in this place where they ate, these young men used to stay out late. But these two, this boy and this girl, when they grew up together, she hardly ever seen her oldest brother, even though they lived together. And then these two couples that didn't have any kids, they never had any kids. And then, yet they live like that. And that's how they used to live, you know, going from place to place and eating in this and place. But these young men always stayed up in that eating place. And when everybody went home, these young men always stayed up late. It's a tradition that they go to these places, and it's a feast grounding place where they ate, and people would take their food over there and let everybody eat. But these two poor couple, this boy and this girl, always went over there and ate what they had left over, because they were so poor. And then they wished that they could go out and hunt too and give some food to that place. And then one day, these two couples that couldn't have any kids, that her husband didn't go home. Even though she waited for him, he never went home all night. And then she was wondering. And then finally in the morning, he went home. And that's how he was going to be from then on. He would go out at night, late in the evening, and he wouldn't go home, even though she waited for him. And then he never went home until early in the morning. And then finally one day, she started wondering what he always did. So she thought that he stayed with those young men that were out. You know, she thought that maybe he would be over there sleeping with them or something like that, because that's where they usually sleep sometimes. So at night, she thought she heard something or somebody or some man talking. She thought she heard somebody say that her husband was starting to drink. And then she didn't have anything to say. She felt sad. She just didn't know what to do. And then for a while, she didn't know what to do. She decided on one of these days that she start watching her husband real close to see which house he would come out from. And then he kept on watching him, and then finally he went out and started going to that feast ground where they used to eat. And it seemed like he brought something over there. And then when the minute she found out about it, she left over there. She went into that house. He went into that house where he went into it. And then there wasn't anybody living there. There was nobody in this house she went into. And she looked around, and it seemed to be just a bed there, nothing. So she got to the wall that was by the bed. She said, "Open." That's what she said to the wall. And when it did, it opened. The wall opened, the crack. That crack on the wall. And she went inside. She closed it again. She said a word and they closed. And she started waiting there to see who would go in. Finally, the woman went home. That young lady that was all alone. And then yet, that young lady that lived in this house alone didn't know that this young lady had gone inside. She couldn't see her. And then she waited. Finally, it got real dark. Real, real dark. And then all of a sudden, somebody started coming in, and that woman was all alone, you know, sitting in her bed, doing nothing, just waiting. Finally, when she heard somebody coming in, she looked over, it was her husband. You know, he just walked in, and that woman, he went over to that woman and started to bother her, you know. And then he kept bothering her. And then that woman went over to the bathroom. And when she finally finished, she gave it to that man. She handed over the bucket to that man. And then she had gone first and second in that bucket, and she gave it to that man, and then she said, "Drink it." He said, "If you don't drink it and eat it, I'm not gonna be your wife." And then he stood there for a while and didn't know what to do. And finally, he put his hand in there and ate it and drank it. She got a hold of that woman's knife, and she got that woman's throat, and she put it in there. Then she took off her breasts and then her bottom, and she put them in this place, in this round what they call these seal pokes that they used to carry things in. And she went out. And then she went to that place where they used to eat. And she, when her husband went home, she gave her things to her husband when he finally went home and said, here, eat these. They are better than what you ate, what that was from that woman. They are way much better. And her husband didn't know what to say. She still ran, and then she ran out of the house. And then when he went out after her, she had already started up away from the ground, and he started running after her. And then she was still ahead of him. She wouldn't let him catch him. And they, and then finally they disappeared. And then that is how that woman went home to the sun, and that man went home to the moon. And he always went, the man always went after his, her husband, but he could never catch her. And then that's how come you could see his picture in the moon. That's what he's carrying. He always carries something in the moon. That's the things that she gave him and handed to him and told him to eat. And then there are days when it gets real, real bloody. Those are the days when her breasts start bleeding. That's how come the sun, the moon always get dark, and that's the end of the story.